This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Russian President Putin says Donald Trump is being persecuted for political reasons. Putin spoke this morning at an economic forum in Vladivostok. He says the criminal cases against former President Trump show the rottenness of the American political system, to use his words. President Putin will be meeting in Russia with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The AP's Mimi Montgomery with what Putin may want from him.
After decades of hot and cold relations, Russia and North Korea are getting closer since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. And Kim Jong-un now visits Russia, expected to seek financial aid and military technology in exchange for munitions to be used in the war. North Korea confirms Kim's personal train crossing into Russia, where he'll meet Putin at an international forum. Their meeting is driven by Putin's need for war supplies and Kim's efforts to boost traditional ally partnerships while trying to break out of diplomatic isolation. Analysts say North Korea may have tens of millions of Soviet-designed artillery shells and rockets that could boost Russia in its war against Ukraine. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
They've been getting heavy rain in New England. It's now flooded parts of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Water poured into some homes, creating sinkholes and stranding drivers in some places. No injuries reported. That American researcher rescued from a cave in Turkey after getting sick thousands of feet underground is talking about it. Mark Dickey says he wasn't sure he was going to make it.
It's been one hell of a crazy, crazy adventure. But I'm on the surface safely. I'm still alive. European Cave Rescue Association, along with numerous member organizations, made all the difference.
Mark Dickey speaking in Turkey. He is 40 years old. Immigrant farm workers would get some new protections under a Biden administration proposal to be announced today. This is AP News. The AP's Sagar Magani with word of another sentencing in the attack on the U.S. Capitol.
An active-duty Marine has been sentenced for storming the U.S. Capitol. A federal judge has sentenced Dodge Helenin to 4 years probation and 279 hours community service, 1 hour for each Marine killed or wounded in the Civil War. The judge says she cannot fathom why Helenin violated his constitutional oath and risked his career by joining the riot with two unit members who will be sentenced this week. All three pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge akin to trespassing. None is accused of engaging in any violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The city of Derna, Libya, has buried 700 people killed in devastating flooding. 10,000 others are reported missing. Rescue teams are struggling to retrieve bodies, say officials. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.